Keystone, but we have with us right now the superintendent, Jay Arbaugh. Jay, thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to do it.
We always, when we spotlight a community, always like to bring somebody in from the schools, because many times when you talk about a community, the schools right up there is kind of the representation to the rest of the county, the other parts of the community. Talk a little bit about Keystone's schools.
We've got a great community. It's an interesting situation because LaGrange is the center of it, but obviously Penfield and Carlisle Township are a big part of the Keystone school community, and it's just a very supportive community. We're fortunate to be finishing we went on the ballot about 4 years ago with a new middle school, and we made a 2-for-1 promise with no additional tax revenue, and we're finishing that and should be finished with the elementary portion of that, which is all state dollars, and they should be done with that in about a year, maybe next December or January, and we'll have completed the facility project.
Was it a matter that you needed space for the additional students, or was it that, hey, these schools are really, really old and need to be upgraded?
Well, when we initially passed the middle school issue in 2010, the portion of the elementary school was built in 1891. There was a portion of it, the old red brick portion. It has the 1891 on the front. That's not the address. That was the year it was built. And so that was really the impetus to do what we have done and finish up now in about a year.
As superintendent, you have many different, I would think, different roles. And that's like another one, isn't it? Where you have to rally a community and say, we really need this.
Yeah,
Help us out. And then all the planning that goes into it as well.
Yeah, it's wearing different hats, but it's been a lot of fun just to watch the progress. I mean, the new middle school, we put that up, I think it was 18 months from the time that we passed the levy to the time we completed it, and it'll be about the same for the elementary schools. And it's interesting because there's the curriculum aspect. I see them eating their breakfast over there. I'm a little jealous because I think my plate's waiting. But it's the curriculum aspect, and then the building facility aspect is a huge part of it. Getting people to support that, obviously, and being in a community supportive as this is nice, but that's a challenge. You go from talking curriculum to students for half the day to going over and watching brick and mortar be laid. It's interesting, but it's fun.
You as a superintendent, what was your career path that got you to that point?
I was a teacher for 6 years, an assistant principal for 5, a principal for 4, and then a superintendent. So kind of a background with just about a little bit of everything. An athletic director in there, too.
What were you teaching? What was the teaching?
I taught English, language arts, and a little bit of psychology.
Was your goal to become a super?
When I was growing up, I was either going to be a farmer, a doctor, or a teacher. And teacher kind of won out. So I just figured those were three career paths that were kind of noble pursuits, I guess.
Yeah. Has it worked out to what you thought it would be, or is it a little bit different? How would you describe it?
It's a lot more political than I ever imagined it would be, just with all the things going on in Columbus and the massive budget cuts to public education. We've lost over $1 million in the past 5 years, state funding, and it's just become politicized. And that was something that I really didn't expect necessarily. It's probably the least favorite part of the job, but it's part of the job.
Well, let's go down that road for a second. Talk about the finances in the school system. Where do you stand today?
We're facility-wise, we won't have any needs for the next, 50 years. Those facilities, the high school was finished in 2006. Middle school was just finished, and elementary school will be finished next year, so we won't have any facility needs for a number of years. We will be on the ballot for an operating levy in May. We haven't had an operating levy passed in the community in almost a quarter of a century. So, we've been able to do, I think, a lot of great things, but, a quarter of a century is a long time to not have a new operating money issue passed.
Have there been attempts?
There have been some attempts back in the 90s, I think in the early 2000s, and rather than pass any additional revenue, there have been cuts. There have been a couple rounds of some pretty significant cuts here. The last was, I believe, in 2006.
several months ago, new academic standards came out, and sort of the school report cards have all been changed.
Right.
How does Keystone fit into that?
We've always done pretty well on the report cards. We continue to do well. It's a new system, and we're getting used to how those changes are impacting and what they all mean, because really, they come so quickly, and there's not a lot of understanding in Columbus. You go down to Columbus to some meetings, and they don't know what they're doing down there, with all respect to the people in Columbus. But it's kind of, I think I've heard the analogy, building a plane while flying it. And that's really what they're doing. They have passed legislation very rapidly. It's impacted schools, and I think we're no different than anybody else. I mean, if you look around the surrounding communities, Black River passed the levy just this past year, Midview just this past year, Buckeye a year ago, Elyria, everybody is in the same boat. And you know, our time has come. We're kind of in that position. We've been fortunate there hasn't been levy fatigue here. We haven't been on the ballot since 2010. I think we're the only district in the county that hasn't been on in that period of time. I think everybody else has been on at least three times. We haven't been on at all. And we're happy about that. We're happy to refinance some of the debt and save the taxpayers about $2.7 million in the buildings. And, you know, our time's come. So hopefully we'll be fortunate in May.
You mentioned how one of those buildings has the date that it was built, late 1800s on.
Yeah.
Where did the name Keystone come from? It's LaGrange area, but where did the Keystone for Keystone Schools come from? Do you know the
you mean the communities?
The name Keystone, why is it called Keystone?
You know, I've heard a few different stories. One is that the district boundaries are shaped like a key. I've heard multiple stories, and I've traced it back to a couple different versions. And I'm not sure which one to believe, really.
Okay.
I think it depends on who you ask, but they're all pretty good stories. And it's definitely, I bet you if you asked a couple people here, you'd get a couple different versions.
Versions is that. But anytime, of course, you build new schools, there's the old people, older people. I don't remember that school. It meant
right.
so much. You know, what are you going to do with that building now? How's it going to stay there?
Mm.
But the new kids looking at the shiny new campus.
They love
else,
it. You should see the smiles on
the
faces.
It's all about the kids who are in the school at that moment, really, is how you do it.
And we're trying to preserve the building that we have. I mean, if we're able to pass the levy in May, we think we can work out a situation where we'd be able to keep the current elementary school, which is the Liberty Street building, and actually basically work a deal out with the village or the township to keep those gyms for a community resource and a community center if we're fortunate in May.
If you're lucky, maybe you'll come upon a time capsule in the school built in 1891.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be
like
cool?
Like a cornerstone or something?
Exactly.
Right. Or maybe just say whatever keystone. There must be a keystone in that building somewhere.
Or even 1991, a time capsule. Well, that was the last time we passed the operating
sure.
a quarter of a century ago. So.
He just maybe 1991. That's 20
ancient.
Some,
ancient.
That was so long ago.
WWW. That was the when that domain first came out and began to be used, which is now we're all familiar with that on the internet.
Right.
And was I think gas was also 1.19 a gallon then. So
wow,
it's been a while.
Our guest today, Superintendent of Keystone Local School District, Jay Arbaugh. And again, this portion of the Spotlight on LaGrange brought to you by Keystone Local School District. Check out enrollment opportunities online at Keystone Local Schools. .org. I should say go Wildcats.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well,
go Wildcats.
Yeah,
I'll say it.
Thanks very much. And we got some singing
Wildcats.
They're singing cats.